The New York Stock Exchange is opening. Grieving brokers, traders, and investment bankers returned to Wall Street. They carried paper U.S. flags handed out by commuter ferry companies at the piers as they streamed past clusters of police, National Guards troops, and construction workers wearing hard hats to return to office buildings once dwarfed by the 110-story World Trade Center towers. It was the longest Wall Street shutdown since the Great Depression. NPR's John Idsty joins me now. What is taking place at the Stock Exchange?
Well, Bob, at 9:30 we'll get a single bell and then 2 minutes of silence to commemorate what happened. Then we'll hear the singing of God Bless America, and then the bell will ring and trading will begin.
The bell being rung by firefighters.
The bell being rung by firefighters, police department representatives, Port Authority representatives, emergency medical technicians, people who have had a hand in the rescue. Also in the gallery with the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, Dick Grasso, will be the Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, Governor Pataki of New York, Mayor Giuliani of the city, and senators as well.
This is an important moment for a couple of reasons. One, the attack on the World Trade Center was an attack on the financial community as much as anything else.
Absolutely. It was an attack at the heart of American capitalism, really. And it's, I think, important that people who are there feel that it's important to get back and demonstrate that the attack did not destroy the system and that America will recover. But it's got to be an extremely, extremely emotional time for these people who fled the area just days ago and now have to come back to this place so changed and remember the people that died there. And every person here, I'm sure, knows someone who died or knows of someone who died in this disaster.
The Stock Exchange is normally a scene of wild activity. Those of us who don't know much about the market have always been puzzled by, and we marvel at it. And now they're rigid, standing straight, observing 2 minutes of silence. It's a remarkable contrast to the activity of the market on a normal day.
It certainly is. Seeing these people with bowed heads and folded hands waiting, and now it looks like we'll get the singing.
God bless America.
That was a U.S. Marine Corps major, believe it or not.
Absolutely. Her name, Roseanne Strignoli, singing God Bless America. Now, Dick Grasso, the chairman of the exchange, is motioning apparently a firefighter forward.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, our heroes will now open the marketplace. The green button.
So those are representatives of the New York City Fire Department, the Police Department, Port Authority Police, and emergency medical technicians pressing the button to ring the bell. And trading has begun again on the New York Stock Exchange.
Now, we spoke about this being important because it was the financial center of New York that was hit so hard with the World Trade Center destruction. But this is important for the country. This is important to see if there's confidence in the American economic system again.
Absolutely. And you've actually heard a number of prominent economists and politicians suggest that today is a time to buy, and certainly not sell, hold at least, but buy for patriotic reasons, to demonstrate that we still have confidence in the American economy and the American way of life. There were letters circling on the internet far and wide, and even members of the stock market officials were suggesting that traders should be not short selling or taking bets the market was going to go lower and trying to profit from them, because it would be unpatriotic.
But they can expect a hit. In fact, the NASDAQ already has fallen 96 points.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of volatility today, and we'll see numbers that go way down. We may see some numbers that go way back up again, and it'll look like the market's going to climb and back down again. It's going to be, I would guess, a pretty wild day. And certainly, there are industries that are going to take hits. The airlines, tourism, insurance companies are going to be hurt.